remember some of you have any special great memories of back in those days?
Oh, I do. I have several great memories, and I will tell you all about them. One great memory is living on 6th Street, being able to go over to Piedmont Park, you know, without having to worry about parking or anything like that, you know. And the Allman Brothers setting up on the stone steps and playing concerts in the park on a Sunday afternoon. You know, and who the hell are Allman Brothers? They're just these guys, you know, the rock and roll band from Macon. Oh, Macon, well, okay. But everybody would sit around and listen, and people had their dogs, and they were playing. They had frisbee dogs even then, you know. They'd toss the frisbee back and forth, and the dogs would catch them and stuff. And you'd lay around, and it wasn't very grassy then, because it was always very dirt down underneath all those shade trees around the bathhouse and the pavilion and stuff, because it was those steps that they sat up on and played. But we'd sit out there and listen to them on a Sunday afternoon, and it was quite the scene, you know, because all the youth in town would be out there, and it would be just really crowded, but lots of fun. And I don't remember ever there being any violence or any kind of theft or, you know, just nothing. It was very peaceful.
He hung out with those shows.
I have great memories of those too, the same things.
Yeah.
Running with my dog to the Allman Brothers playing Whipping Post. That's one of my fond ones.
Yeah, and then the, just kind of as an aside, the only other time I ever had anything to do with the Allman Brothers was years later. This was probably in the days of the jug band, so this was later in the 70s, I guess. They came to Atlanta and played at the Fox Theater, and a good friend of mine from high school in Florida, his younger brother, Stitch, was a roadie for the Allman Brothers, and he got in touch with me. I was living in the shanty already, so I know this was the late 70s, and he got in touch with me when he came to town and invited us to come to the concert and then to the hotel. They were staying at the Atlanta Hilton, which God only knows what it is now, but it was down there off of North Avenue. And West Peachtree, after the concert party, to go back to the hotel with the Allman Brothers. And Cher was with them at the time. And so I sat on one double bed. You know how hotel rooms have two double beds in them? We sat on one double bed, and Cher, and who was it? She was with Greg. Allman. Greg was stretched out on the other, and Cher sat up, and we all smoked a joint together. So that was my only other encounter with the Allman Brothers.
Wow, good one.
Yeah, so.
Wow. So Cher smoked dope. I wasn't sure. That's cool.